As a parent, you want what's best for your teen. You want them to grow and thrive in this world. But you also want to make sure they're staying safe. That's why Instagram is introducing teen accounts, with automatic protections for who can contact teens and the content they can see. Instagram teen accounts, built-in limits for teens, and peace of mind for parents. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Keith. You're very welcome. It is Tom Dunn standing in for Anton today. 53106 for your text or WhatsApp 087-1400-106. I say we've Don Conroy coming up later on, dying to talk to him. And our financial expert as well, Robert Whelan, will be in studio later. If you've questions for him, get them into us now, 53106. But you heard mention there of the weather warning this morning. Yellow warnings in place across the West Coast, remaining in place over the weekend. Joining me now, the latest is Cathal Nolan, climate scientist and founder of Ireland's Weather Channel. Cathal, how are you today?
Not too bad at all, Tom. Can't complain, really.
The weather warnings seem to be coming thick and fast these days. Tell me the story on this one.
Yeah, so at the moment, we've a rather deep area of low pressure. It's just passing around the north coast of Scotland. It's bringing with it some very strong winds up the parts of the northwest of Scotland, up as high as 140 kilometres per hour in parts up here. Thankfully, we're not going to see winds as strong for our part of the world, but certainly over the course of the next 36 hours, right the way from parts of West Kerry all the way up to Donegal and on the Atlantic West Coast, we will see wind gusts reaching up as high as 110 kilometres per hour at times, maybe even exceeding that in one or two exposed coastal headlands. And those winds will be quite strong inland as well, typically ranging between about 80 to 100 kilometres per hour. So we do have those status yellow weather warnings in place at the moment. And indeed, there is the likelihood of some, I suppose, minor disruption from winds of that magnitude.
All right, we're still kind of cleaning up after Dara now, to tell the absolute truth. So is it going to be as bad as that, or was that kind of pretty much a once-off?
It's certainly not going to be as bad as Storm Dara. Storm Dara brought really exceptional winds. It was a deepening area of low pressure as it passed across the country. So we saw the full fury of Storm Dara right as it kind of crossed the central part of the country. We saw, as we said, up to above 400,000 people without power at one point in time from that particular storm. This particular event not going to be anywhere near as strong as that. However, we will obviously have to take into account that some structures and certainly a lot of trees would have been loosened by Storm Dara. And the fact that we're seeing northwesterly winds again, it's likely to be those same areas that were predominantly impacted by Storm Dara in terms of the severity of the power outages that could once again experience some power outages as we go through the course of the weekend. Obviously, not the news that we want to hear directly in the lead up to Christmas as well.
Right. And in the lead up to Christmas, obviously loads of people traveling and flights and everything else that's going on. So is it likely to impact any of that?
It certainly is. Look, it's one of the main concerns with this particular event is that there are a lot of people out and about on the roads. Thankfully, with Dara, it occurred during the middle of the night. However, that's not going to be the case with this particular event. We will see strong winds really from any time from now right the way through until Sunday evening. And it is an exceptionally busy time for travel. So please do be aware if you are out and about on the roads, especially in the areas in those status yellow weather warnings. And then also for flights as well, especially some of the airports, for example, like maybe Knock, into parts of the north, to Donegal Airport, Derry, and back around then into Belfast. There could be some flight cancellations or certainly at least delays expected to flights as a result of the strength of the winds here.
Okay, when will we be finished with this? Is it Sunday, do you think?
By Sunday evening, the winds really should start to die down. At that point, we see a transient ridge of high pressure, then bringing more settled conditions briefly before a weather front pushes in from the west, but not much in the way of rain expected through that on Monday. And then for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day itself, very settled weather is expected. High pressure builds in from the south. We'll actually have quite mild conditions, it must be said, for Christmas this year. So we won't have to worry certainly about frost being an issue. We certainly won't have to worry about a bit of white Christmas either. Mm. Unfortunately, from some perspective, a positive from other perspectives, so but rather settled conditions as we go through the majority of next week.
Great stuff, Carl. Thanks very much for that. The toboggan I got in 2011 will remain safe and in the wrapper, as I predicted at the time when I bought it.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.